a few months ago, I had called in, looking at some ways to incorporate recording and listening throughout my day with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you had suggested to actually just, you know, start doing it with them, and looking at, you know, whatever process we were in, you know, mostly it's play, right? But the process of whatever we were doing and just sort of seeing what that was like, because I was getting information from conditioning that was saying, you know, they're a distraction or whatever it was, you know, it was a bunch of horse pucky, basically. And so just, you know, really, you know, showing it for what it was. And so I wanted to let you know what I've seen so far as a result of that.
Oh, good.
It's been awesome.
Good. Oh, good.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's been, because I've just gotten to add more and more each day, you know, we'll do a little bit. So a few of the things that occurred was that one was that it was a great way to see, again, that it doesn't matter the content.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm listening back, again, it's just the process. We could have been doing anything, or I could have been with myself. It doesn't matter who or what. But being in presence, with presence, is just, it is, you know, and it is so amazing.
Uh-huh. Yes. So, yeah. So when we were talking a little bit ago about the archives of the show, that's the experience that people have. You know, it doesn't matter what we're talking about. As soon as you tune into it, the energy just drops into that place, and there we are.
Yes.
We're practicing. We're centered. And so the same thing with this, with the recording and listening. You know, people know in the beginning, well, what do we talk about or what do I say? And so, you know, we give ideas about it, but actually it doesn't matter. You know, you're with your best friend and you're talking. It doesn't matter what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's that you're with your best friend and you're in unconditional love. That's what matters. So, yes, tell
That's
us
right.
more. Especially, yeah,
yes,
with the
so,
little people.
So then with these guys, it was great. So there's been things that are happening for them with this. And then things that were, so I've noticed I was doing the same process, which I've done with other things because of practice, which is so great, which is starting with the easier time where we're just having a really good time and playing and recording that. And then like dropped in, well, why don't you just pull out the recorder while you're transitioning out the door? That used to be kind of a more of a difficult situation, and see what's happening here. And not because you have to fix it or anything, but just see what's happening. And it was like complete, like it was a game changer. Because there was just awareness. And so, I mean, I found myself at one point saying to my daughter, who's 4, you know, I am so grateful for this moment where you are, I'm projecting you're having a hard time figuring out which shoes you want to wear, and I'm watching some, a story coming up saying that we need to make this go faster. And I said, thank you for letting me see this. And just seeing all the gratitude that was, you know, that just, the gift that was right there. And then for my daughter, saying, Mom, I'm feeling really, you know, there was something she said to me, like, I'm getting upset. Like I don't want to wear this jacket. This is another day. And I don't know how, and I said, okay. And she's like, and I feel like you don't love me, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I said, wow, I'm really grateful for you, you know, letting me know that. She's like, and I feel like nobody else is going to love me. So, well, that is a really helpful story to see, you know. And I said, let's see if we can drop it. And she was like, I can't right now.
Oh,
well,
I can't right now.
Which how many times have we, you know, I mean, conditioning will go up and be like, well, I can't stop being mad, right? and then just her being able to say that, she just, her whole body relaxed. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And without that conversation, I mean, we all we know that in ourselves, right? And we watch, we suspect it in our children, right? That that if she weren't allowed to say that, there were no vehicle for her saying that, that's just going to stay inside, and conditioning is just going to start building on it. So by the time she's 12 years old, it's convinced her that nobody loves her, nobody ever will, and then this is how she should be in the world as a reaction to that reality. And my goodness gracious. Yeah.
So scary.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was so, it was then I could say, oh my goodness, I'm so grateful that you're letting me know that so I can, I love you, you know, unconditionally. And I went unconscious because I was trying to have you, you know, even though I was speaking in a kind way, there was a, there was something in there trying to push to make her choose
and she could feel it.
Or the red coat. And she totally could feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been so great to sort of, so now I'm looking at, okay, I can say kind things, and I'm putting that in quotations, right? Like there is nobody, there's no yelling, but you know, it, where is this push coming from? Of course it's conditioning. So I get to slow it down even more for me. And then on the other hand, she's getting, she's super getting into the recorder. Like she's walking around now. She's talking about how we, how, you know, it's Earth Day. So they were doing some things at her school. And so she came home and she's talking about all the ways she loves to want, she wants to take care of the Earth and how the Earth takes care of us. She spent 15 minutes on the recorder talking about that.
Wow.
Yes. Then she went around and she decided she wanted to talk about all the things she loves about the house. Just in case we leave. So.
I do that.
I know. I totally thought about you.
One of my favorite practices.
That's right, you know. Right? And so even my 20-month-old, he's now, he'll go over the phone and he'll say, he'll start trying to push it. And I'm like, you want to record? And he's like, yes. And so he starts saying hi, and he's talking to the recorder, and you know, and it's like so magical and beautiful, and you know, I have watched conditioning try and come in a little bit, and be like, well, we should have a record, you know, nope, no, we're letting this unfold. And finally, you know, we can keep working with her on different things when she's getting, she can have a lot of energy about things sometimes, which we all do. But how to help her, you know, help with, you know, work with her so she doesn't get so scared of it, you know, so she can use it in a way that's helpful for her.
There's that aspect of it, and then there's the awareness practice aspect of it for you.
Yeah.
Because I walk around the world, I'm sure you do too, hearing parents do exactly what you're describing. And as a kid, it has to make you crazy because all of the energy is, would you just put on your coat and get out the door? Would you, sweetie, would you put on your coat now? And the kid is there going, oh my gosh, I you know, my parent is completely insane and terrifying. But I can't do anything about it because I'm a little kid trapped in these circumstances, right? Mm-hmm. And then in their little kid brains, they're making whatever sense they're making out of this. And again, conditioning is right there to interpret everything for them.
That's right.
So your mother hates you, and she pretends like she likes you. And then by the time, again, by the time they become teenagers, we wonder where that stuff comes from. Why do my kids say, I hate them? You know, I don't hate my kids, but you got to hear what was going on in your voice that was communicating that. What is that how you felt? God, no, that's not how you felt.
No.
But that's how it sounded to her.
That's
is incredibly helpful.
It is so helpful. And I, again, I'm so grateful for the show and for the practice and for you and for the, for all the tools to be able to say, this is what I'm looking at. And then to get the guidance to then the willingness to try it. And then this whole world opened, you know, right. Like this is happening.
Yeah.
So I would like to attend to it. You know, it reminded me of the awareness embodied, like, okay, so I could feel bad about it, but I'm not going to because I really want to pay attention to this. Like something's happening and I really want to do, I want to honor, you know,
well, the awareness.
It's sacred.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm so grateful.
And as you know, I mean, somebody said to me just yesterday, I said something about recording and listening, and they said, and I just heard you say this is the thing you're most passionate about since discovering Buddhism. And and it's true for exactly this reason. My gosh, if little people can grow up in that kind of conscious awareness, where everybody in the family is processing in the moment authentically what's going on, you know, perhaps, maybe, I don't know, they can hit puberty and they know that there is something else available. They don't have to leave their hearts in order to try to survive the world. I don't know, maybe not, but gosh,
maybe
it's worth a shot.
But they might have a better chance.
Yeah, exactly. They might have a better chance, exactly.